Probably this past week, most of us have spent some time watching the Olympics. We hear the dedication and commitment of those athletes to become the best that they can be. Of the many close races decided by mere fractions of a second. Like the athletes who commits his or her total self to the completion of their goal, so too must we as Christians display similar courage, perseverance, and commitment. And the central theme of today's readings is that we should courageously live out our religious convictions and principles in our lives. I like to think of it this way, that following Christ is kind of like running a race. And that's what this passage from the letter to the Hebrews tells us in our second reading. In the previous chapter of the letter, the author called to mind the heroes of faith that have stayed true to God in past ages. Today it would be like showing a highlight film of the Old Testament. But then he turns his attention to the present. The Christians of the first century are facing violent persecution from some of their Jewish brothers who don't believe in Christ. And some Roman authorities who were in charge of Palestine at that time have also been brought in to contribute to the persecution. As a result, Christians have already been arrested, harassed, and killed just because they are Christians. In that context, the writer encourages his readers to keep on going. And he paints a picture of a huge stadium. And in the stand are the saints who have gone before and won the prize of heaven. They are watching and cheering for those of us who are still in the race. For us Christians who still struggle to resist hardship and temptation and stay faithful to Christ. And on the track there inside the stadium, we are running. And it's hard. And we're tempted to slow down, get distracted, or give up. But the writer gives us two pieces of advice that will help persevere. Two secrets of victory. The first secret is to get rid of everything that slows us down in the race. We all know that we can't run as fast as we can if we're burdened down with layers of clothes, maybe a couple overcoats and combat boots and a 50-pound backpack on our shoulders. It's impossible. God wants us to shed all of our excess baggage. He wants us to be streamlined. Today's top runners wear extremely tight clothing and super light shoes, and we see some of the high-tech swimsuits that the swimmers are using during the Olympics to maximize speed. They don't want even a little flap of material slowing them down for a fraction of a second. They're running to win. And we should be running to win too. We need to shed every burden, every sin, every habit of selfishness, every ounce of laziness, every little remnant of envy, lust, and greed. Every doubt and fear, for there's no room for those things in the heart of a Christian. They slow us down. They drag us down. And so the letter of Hebrews tells us, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us. That's the first secret to victory. Constantly peel off all those self-centered attitudes and behavior we can find and become streamlined Christians. But that's not enough. Runners and swimmers can be thoroughly streamlined and still lose the race. To win the race, they must not let themselves be distracted. They must stay focused on the finish line. And this is the second secret to victory that the letter of the Hebrews offers us. It tells us that we will persevere in a race and we will win our race only by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, leader and perfecter of faith, and only if we stay focused on Christ, and only if we get to know him a little bit better each day. Only then we'll be able to persevere through life's trials and tribulations. Only then will we overcome the fear of the cross. When we think about Christ's patience, fortitude, and strength in the face of his immense sufferings, we will never grow weary and lose heart. His strength becomes our strength, and that's God's promise to us today. But to do that, we have to discipline ourselves like the best athletes. We have to train our minds and hearts to ignore the distractions of a world that no longer welcomes Christ. We have to purposely and courageously keep our eyes fixed on Christ. And that's the second secret. God has reminded us of these secrets and victory in today's readings. And he knows it will be difficult. At times it might mean encountering bitter conflicts, as Jesus mentioned in the gospel passage today. In times it might mean enduring violent persecution, as Jeremiah was put in the bottom of the well for following Christ's will. Today Jesus not only reminds us of these two secrets, but he also wants to give the strength to implement them. He wants us to make a fresh start running the Christian race. And that's why he's going to come to us again today in Holy Communion and pour his divine life into our human life. I don't know what selfish or sinful habit each one of us needs to start peeling off this week in order to become a more streamlined Christian. And I don't know what distraction each of us needs to leave behind in order to focus on Christ. But Jesus does. He's probably been whispering it in our hearts. We just need to listen.